As she pages through her company's foreign rights list, German publisher Ulrike Rodi points out the international hits.
Wir haben einen Autor, Horst Eckert, der ist schon in viele Sprachen übersetzt worden.
One of our authors has been translated into many, many European languages. Others have been translated into Dutch, also French and Czech. There's always something new coming up, but translated into English, no.
In their 23 years in business, Grafit Verlag has never had a book from their catalog translated into English. Rodi says they've been told that even Grafit's bestsellers are too local, too regional, just too German. Yet in the past few years, English language readers have fallen in love with stories from Germany's northern neighbors, including Sweden and Norway. Nordic crime writers like Henning Mankell, Stieg Larsson, and Joe Nesbø have a big presence on US and UK bestseller lists, but not Germans. The man behind some of the hottest Nordic names is Christopher Mackelhaus. Mackelhaus published Henning Mankell's Wallander series, Peter Hoag's Smilla's Sense of Snow, and the English-language translation of Stieg Larsson's blockbuster The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He says Scandinavians, especially Swedes, have a rich recent history of great crime fiction rooted in social issues that started in the 1960s, a period of great social change in the country.
Part of why there are not yet 8 or 9 or 10 well-known, widely read German crime writers, there isn't a tradition of it. There isn't anybody that you can look back to and say, well, here, 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 and here, this is the model. These are whom we read.
It's certainly not that there aren't great books coming out of Germany, insists Vale Benediktsdóttir of Icelandic publisher Forlagið.
We look to other countries for suspense, but for quality literature we look to Germany, where I work. We publish Günter Grass. We love it. It doesn't matter even though Germany is not number one on our list for suspense. There are so many other things in the world than thrillers.
Another issue is that very few books of any kind are translated from German into English. In 2012, the number was 50. The year before, only 40. Some publishing houses say they don't have enough readers of German to prepare reports on untranslated manuscripts. There is one German detective who's hit it big in the US and UK, Bernie Gunther. He's in a series from Scottish writer Philip Kerr, published by Random House. The books are set in the years around World War II, a period many contemporary German authors prefer to avoid, but UK and US readers seem to love. Jörg Riekenbrauch of Random House says, despite the popularity of the Bernie Gunther books, they've had no success with German thriller translations.
10-15 years ago, Scandinavian crime writing was nothing in the UK. Suddenly it became a trend. Who knows whether tomorrow French or German crime writing will be the next trend. We are in this industry because we are paid to predict these trends, and we miserably fail.
But there is a plot twist ahead.
Wer Böser Wolf lesen wird, wird sehen, dass das Ende noch so ein paar Fragen offen lässt. So muss es heißen.
At the Frankfurt Book Fair, crowds have lined up to see best-selling crime author Nele Neuhaus. She is answering questions from a moderator and reading from her newest book, Böser Wolf. But Neuhaus also has a new book out in English. Minotaur Books, a division of St. Martin's Publishing Group, is now presenting Snow White Must Die to U.S. and U.K. readers. It's already a bestseller all over Europe and a surprise hit in South Korea.
I never thought that people in South Korea would like German books. Snow White Must Die has been sold 160,000 times, was in the best-selling charts for months.
It's a long ways away from where Neuhaus started out, self-publishing her books. When her series of police procedurals became popular, a large German publisher took her on. Neuhaus's novels dwell on day-to-day life in the mountainous Taunus area near Frankfurt. But she says it's the people, not the settings, that connect with the global audience.
Normally, the main character of a book in a crime story is only working all the time, or he is drinking or smoking too much, or anything like this. But my characters are human beings the reader can feel with, and that's a big difference to many other books.
Amazon Crossing, an imprint of American online book giant Amazon, has picked up Neuhaus's first novel, a financial thriller called Swimming with Sharks, which is set in New York. But Neuhaus says she's happiest writing about her homeland. She hopes Snow White Must Die will be a chance to introduce contemporary Germany beyond its borders.
I think this is mostly important for us in Germany, to keep our identity and not to say, no, I'm German, but I'm sorry for that. They kill themselves in Germany the same way they do it in US or in Sweden. German crime stories need to have an international chance, but we will see if they are able to swim.
With the sharks.
With the sharks.
Snow White Must Die is actually the fourth book in Neuhaus's police series, but it's the one with the highest sales and the catchiest title. Minotaur has planned a major marketing and publicity campaign for the book, in the hopes of a fairy tale ending for this German thriller. Susan Stone, Deutsche Welle Radio.